Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, November 14th. Democratic State Representative Steve Lebsack is being pressured to resign and abandon his campaign for Colorado treasurer amid allegations that he harassed, intimidated, and/or made unwanted sexual advances towards female lawmakers, staffers, and lobbyists. The story, which has caused an upheaval at the state capitol, was uncovered by our State House reporter, Benta Berkland, who has more.
Last Friday, we broke the story of Democratic Representative Faith Winter accusing Steve Lebsack of sexual misconduct. When we confronted him with the allegations, he initially denied knowing anything. In a subsequent written statement, Lebsack went further, saying he didn't do anything criminal, and any accuser should file a formal complaint. But that wasn't good enough for Kirsten Boyd.
I am hoping that he's not allowed to get away with that kind of behavior. Continuing that kind of behavior, because it doesn't belong anywhere, least of all in public office.
Boyd worked on Lebsack's Democratic campaign for state treasurer, but quit after reading our online story.
If I had known, I would never have taken the contract, because I have the utmost respect for Faith and for the other people that are coming forward.
The incident with Representative Winter happened in 2016 at a bar a few blocks from the state capitol. Everyone from the governor to members of the media were there celebrating the end of the legislative session. Winter was talking to Lebsack, who learned her husband was out of town.
At that time, the conversation took a turn, and he described with various language about different sexual acts we could do to each other. We could make each other happy. He wanted me to leave the bar with him. I told him no. I told him to go home. The more I rebuffed him, the angrier he got, the more agitated he got. He tried to grab my elbow to get me to leave with him. And at that point, I didn't feel safe.
Another Democrat, House Assistant Majority Leader Alec Garnett, responded when Winter signaled to him that Lebsack was harassing her. He says Lebsack shouted a profanity at him for interfering.
It definitely changed their relationship. I think, we're a team, our caucus. We kind of wade through the trenches together, and when there's sort of a break in the chain like that, it can really make people uncomfortable, and I think that's exactly what happened.
Afterwards, Winter told her story to legislative leaders, but never filed a formal complaint, fearing people wouldn't believe her and retaliation from Lebsack. She only came forward after hearing about other incidents when Lebsack was vulgar, aggressive, and intimidating. Others have also followed Winter's lead. Casey Turner is a former legislative aide. She came forward after our initial story and says he once undid a button on her blouse and said, quote, "That's better." Former lobbyist Holly Terry has also gone on the record. She worked closely with Lebsack when she was with Colorado Voters for Animals.
Lebsack came into office in 2013 and was a fierce protector of animal protections.
In one instance, she alleges he vulgarly asked her to have sex on the table. When she refuted, he joked about it and then apologized. She says she always stood up to him, but it felt like expected behavior. She recalls another time when they were sitting on a bench outside the Capitol.
My dress came up over my knee when I sat down, and he said, "You look really good. You just need to shave the top part of your legs." And that cut deep. I felt objectified, and I didn't like it.
Over the weekend, Representative Steve Lebsack issued a second written statement in which he apologized, saying he was being playful and doesn't remember being hurtful, and that he was sorry for how he made these women feel. Tanner, Terry, and Winter issued their own joint statement, saying it wasn't enough. Here's Faith Winter.
I appreciated that he is beginning to take responsibility for his actions, but his entire apology focuses on how he made the three of us feel and not the actions he actually took.
There's been a swift outcry denouncing sexual harassment at the state capitol, including from Governor John Hickenlooper. He said we must ensure that all are respected and the environment where we work is safe. Speaker of the House Chrisanta Duran went farther and called for Lebsack's resignation.
I believe that there should be an extremely high standard of conduct for the legislature, and I take any allegations of sexual assault and harassment very seriously.
Duran has also temporarily removed Lebsack from his chairmanship on the House Local Government Committee. Representative Lebsack has not resigned his seat and says he'll decide by the end of the month his future as a state lawmaker and his bid to become treasurer. I'm Benta Berkland.
More than 17,000 Coloradans who entered the U.S. as children could face deportation if Congress does not act to save the DACA program. Eric Galatis has the story.
Colorado advocates for immigrants' rights are doubling down on efforts to move Congress to pass the DREAM Act, which would provide a path to citizenship to recipients of DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Some 50 activists from all corners of the state gathered in Denver over the weekend for intensive training and strategy sessions. Gabriella Flora with the American Friends Service Committee says deportations could send many young people to countries completely unfamiliar to them.
DACA recipients arrived in the U.S. as children and have their family members here, are part of this community, and many of them, this is the only community that they know.
The sessions in Denver forged an ambitious timeline to convince the House and Senate to include DACA protections in a must-pass government funding bill due December 8th. Flora says young people hope to build on recent efforts, including last week's silent vigil aimed at Republican Representative Scott Tipton in Pueblo, a rally at Colorado Springs City Hall, a statewide phone bank in Denver, and a national student walkout. American Immigration Council research says losing DACA recipients could take an economic toll in Colorado. In 2016, they paid an estimated $34 million in state and local taxes, and immigrant-led households contributed over $3 billion in taxes overall in 2014. Flora warns deporting young people would mean deeper losses to communities.
But also the incredible social costs and emotional costs of separating families that have been accelerated to even new levels under the Trump administration.
In September, President Trump announced he was ending DACA, which protects more than 17,000 Coloradans and 800,000 people nationally, leaving it up to Congress to resolve the matter. If Congress does not act, DACA protections are set to expire in March of next year. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And in a rapidly developing story, we have more Capitol coverage of the growing sexual harassment scandal at the State House. Governor John Hickenlooper now says a state representative accused of sexual harassment should step down. Benta Berkland has more.
Hickenlooper had not yet called for Representative Steve Lebsack's resignation, even though other top Democrats, including Speaker of the House Chrisanta Duran, did.
Well, when first asked, I didn't know the facts.
Our reporting has uncovered 11 people who are alleging Lebsack harassed, intimidated, or made unwanted sexual advances against them.
As the facts become apparent, certainly he should resign.
Lebsack is also running for state treasurer. On Monday, House and Senate leaders unveiled new policies for reporting sexual harassment. The governor says any policy must have consequences for specific actions. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And that was your regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.